Morning. I want an honest answer now. Everyone who did not, at least once yesterday, look, pick up the paper, turn on the television, or turn on the radio to get a weather report, please raise your hand. Two. Three. Right. Everybody else was checking the weather very carefully yesterday, because they were using that great obscene four-letter word, the S word, right? We're afraid of it. We don't just hate it. We're afraid of it. Somebody whispers the word, and there's riots in stores, people stocking up. We live in terror. Well, we're not terrified by rain, but we hate it. It spoils everything, makes life uncomfortable. We don't like it. Rain is another four-letter word. But that's because of where we live, in our own superabundant climate. You remember, what was it, about 8-10 years ago? For 3 or 4 years, there was a severe drought. And people were very worried that the reservoirs were down to 3/4 of their capacity. You know how many places in the world we'd be delighted to have a reservoir at 3/4 of capacity? We got more than we can use. Right now it's all rolling over the spillways. We're not even tapping the Susquehanna anywhere near its potential. So we don't worry about water. Water is a nuisance to us. Rain, we don't like. Snow. He said the word, snow, we're terrified of. But not so in most of the world. Even in this country. Geography quiz. Into what major body of water does the Colorado River flow? Trick question. The answer is none. Because it is so thoroughly tapped out by irrigation pipes and city water supplies and whatnot and the other. By the time it gets to the sea, there's not a drop left. It doesn't flow anywhere. And that's here in the United States. Now, put yourself in the position of the folks in that first reading. In the Sinai Desert, grumbling against Moses. You brought us out here just to die of thirst, didn't you? They understand what value there is to water. In Israel itself, well, it's not exactly flowing with milk and honey. There is some water. There's a couple of small rivers. There's a lot of wadis. A wadi is a stream bed that only has water in it for 48 hours after the rain. After that, it's dry again. And even our so-called rivers. Have you ever actually seen the River Jordan? Mm-hmm. Looks more like the Stream Jordan. Mm-hmm. The Creek Jordan. Sure not the river, as we're used to the word river. Mm-hmm. There are some springs. There's one in Nazareth. There are some wells. This well, Jacob's well, is still there. You've been to Israel, you can visit it. You can drink from it. I have. She was right. The well is deep. There's this little, looks like bombed out Greek Orthodox church there. There's a little shack sort of over the wellhead. And this elderly priest who will drop the bucket down for you. And he lets it go, and that thing spins and spins and spins and spins and spins and spins. And finally you hear splash from way down there. And then he starts to crank it back up. And he cranks, and he cranks, and he cranks. I think the whole monastery supports itself on the alms given by tourists who feel sorry for this poor old monk who cranks and cranks and cranks before that bucket of water finally becomes visible and then finally reaches the surface. But it is good. From that deep, it is cold and it is clear. It's honest spring water in the well. tastes good. And you've worked hard for it, so it tastes doubly good. But it's rare. You got to go out there and do that crank for every drop. There's no water for irrigation. There's no water for lawns. There's not much water for bathing. Do that very rarely. There's just barely enough for you and your family and your flock. Most of the time. Barely. So you appreciate water. Water is in most of this planet, even to this day, a very scarce resource. Something you appreciate. Sir, you don't even have a bucket, and this well is deep. Where are you going to get living water? There's a pun, of course. Living water means flowing water, stream water, spring water, as opposed to pond water, which gets very old very fast. Where are you going to get this living water? He's talking about water of life, water that gives life. And he stretches. The water that I will give will well up from within you for eternal life. She's not sure exactly what that means, but you want some. Give me this water so that I don't have to keep coming here. She's not well thought of in town. She's had 5 other women's husbands. So she has to come at noon in the heat of the day. The women come morning and night. She has to come in the heat of the day. It makes it doubly hard, cranking and cranking and cranking in the hot sun to get that little bit of water. Give me this water that I don't have to keep coming here drawing water. She understands the message. Doesn't understand it fully yet, that's for sure, but she understands. This is like water. This is as precious as water. When we think about water, we don't think about precious. They did. Think about it that way. Go back and read through this passage, chapter 4 in John. Pray through this passage, appreciating how treasured water was in that time and in that place. And that the Spirit will come bubbling up within you from within, like a spring of living water. That's a promise almost too good to be true. But that's the promise that the gospel makes. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.